Chief, from your perspective, kind of tell me what happened Friday night. This is the, otherwise, outside of the fact that this was all, a lot of this was caught on video, this was a pretty routine incident otherwise, I would say. Wouldn't you say?
Well, the officer initially spotted a man driving using his cell phone, and the officer was familiar with the person and was aware that the driver's license was suspended or revoked, which turned out to be that was true. I will say that, you know, as a police department, there are times we have to use force beyond routine handcuffing. That was the case here. Those incidents don't occur that often here in Galesburg. We each time an officer uses force beyond routine handcuffing, they're required to report that to us, and the captain tabulates all those uses of force. So we look at those carefully. We review them if there's opportunities for additional training, but each use of force is reviewed and evaluated by staff.
Use of force is kind of, from us talking off the air, I'm sorry to say, but it seems to me to be maybe a little more broad of a term than I might have thought it would have been.
Yes, use of force can be anywhere from anything beyond normal compliant handcuffing all the way to the use of deadly force. So you're right, it is a broad range of uses of force.
And use of force, it sounds like, definitely had to happen in this particular situation.
For the officer to effect the arrest, and because of the driver's noncompliance, yes, use of force was used.
Captain Riggs, I get the impression in talking to you that you're pretty supportive of how things were handled here. It sounds like that your officers did exactly what they were supposed to do, and by and large, when they were supposed to do it.
Yes, I do believe they acted correctly per their training. Like I've said before, we train on use of force. We train in arrest and control tactics yearly. We evaluate that training yearly. We track any type of defensive action that they take or use of force that they use. But in this case, with the noncompliance, they acted in a reasonable manner. They acted in the way they're trained to do to effect this arrest that was made.
Chief, this sounds like that in terms of use of force, at least at this level, doesn't maybe, as much as officers are trained on it, it doesn't necessarily need to be used as much as one would think around here. Is that the case?
Well, Will, if, like I mentioned, we do require reporting each time an officer uses force, and we don't have officers using force beyond normal handcuffing often. It does occur. There's certainly times when that's required to effect the arrest, as in this circumstance.
The person arrested here, at least from a TV report, which frankly, in my opinion, was poorly done, but he made it sound like he didn't do anything wrong. But it sounds like, from your standpoint, there was a lot going on here that you might consider, how shall I say, criminal in nature?
Well, the individual was charged for a collection of offenses here. He was involved in a minor traffic accident, cell phone texting while driving, uninsured vehicle, a suspended revoked driver's license, an aggravated battery of a police officer, resisting a peace officer, and manufactured delivery of cannabis, 30 to 500 grams. So, yes, there were several charges as a result of this incident.
And that's really how it started, was just a simple case of an officer spotting a person texting while driving.
That's right.
This was all caught on video, and as I said off the air, I probably wouldn't be talking to you about this if this wasn't on videotape. Does the idea of a bystander having a cell phone out and rolling video and things like that, does that concern you at all?
We understand, the officers here all understand, that's just part of policing in the United States, and we're okay that it be recorded. We're fine with that. That's our reality of policing today.
Captain Riggs, I don't think we would have even been talking about things like this being on videotape as frequently as they are, maybe even just a couple of years ago, would we?
I think that's an accurate statement. With the advent of the cell phone and the technology they have today, our officers are well aware that they could be recorded at any time. Believe me, with what's going on nationwide in the last few years, they're very well aware of that.
Chief, I was in Springfield for a few years, and that department has started to use body cameras and things like that. Does that cross your mind here, or is this too small of an area for something like that?
Well, that's a big question you pose. There's a lot of considerations before a department would deploy such technology. And
it was a big question down there, too, and I would be willing to bet it still is.
Yeah, the questions there and the questions here are probably quite similar. You know, you have to understand how you're going to pay for such technology, staff, the resulting images that you generate. It's a big question.
Well, you say the officers are all aware that they could be videotaped at any time. Have any of them, I guess, maybe sort of had to change their thinking or change attitudes or anything like that because they know that things like this could come up?
They're quite, I think, quite comfortable with the fact that they could well be being recorded at any time. They do, each of the squad cars, of course, are equipped with in-car video, and each officer has a microphone to get, if they don't get images, they get audio of the encounter, if there's an encounter with a citizen.